Muksa with machshavah alone. Right. So Mishnah says what this stopper, this cover for the window. Everybody's moida. Shein oisin oil arai betchila biyomtiv. The answer claim of Shabbos. Betchila to make an oil. To make Rashi learns oil here means a roof. You're not allowed to make a roof on Shabbos or on yomtiv betchila, even though it's arai. That means arai means it's not going to stay. But if you want to make like a roof to protect you from the sun, that's awesome in the Rabbanon to make the oil on Shabbos. So Rashi, Shein oisin oil arai. Arai means it's just arai for a time while, not to stay for a long time. Lifrois machtelis, to throw a mat al dal mechitza. If you have four mechitzas already and you want to throw the mat on top of it now to make a roof, that's also due on Shabbos. Oil dal condition, they have like a chuppah. Lios seil the oil minachama to protect you for shade from the sun. It's awesome. So Rashi learns vadafka gag. There's only an issa making a roof. Avo mechitza lav oilu, but to make a mechitza arai on Shabbos is mutter. Visharu the person with tznius. You're allowed to make a mechitza for tznius. Can I mean to be erfin? We have to the shmul. This is a big machlokes rishonim. Tosfos learns that sometimes you're not allowed to make a mechitza either. If you make a mechitza to be matir, that's also to make on Shabbos. But if you don't make a mechitza lamatir, just the tznius biyama, then it's takamutter. Chaps nafmin in the shul. If you want to make the mechitza on Shabbos, it'll be mutter to make it on Shabbos. But these mechitzas are called mechitzas arai. Like in the kelel, you have the curtain. So if you just want to open up the curtain on Shabbos, that will be mutter. Because it's called an oil arai, and it's only made with tznius b'yalma. So with tznius b'yalma, it's mutter to make the mechitzas. It's only also, Rashi is saying, only also to make the roof. If you want to make a roof for a shade, that's also to make. Well, then that's the shaila about using an umbrella, the shaila is. If you want to use an umbrella like to protect yourself from the sun, or protect yourself from the rain, that's called like making an oil, metchila, that's also. Even though it's oil arai. So everybody holds also to do with metchila. But avo lohoisif, lenechu el lohoisif, the machlokes says, could you be moisif? Like here, lechur, this pekaka chaloyin, Vaisa is talking about, you have in the roof. You have a window in the roof, and now you want to cover it on Shabbos. So it's a mutter or not. So machlokes here is, you have most of the roof was there before Shabbos. And there's a little window there. Now you want to fill up the window on Shabbos. That's called being moisif. You're only adding to the oil arui. You're not allowed to add to an oil arai on yontif. You can't add to it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Lezer learns, when is the mutter to put the stopper back in the window? Only with two tenoyim. When it's hanging, it's tied onto the window, and it's hanging in the air, it's not on the ground. But if it wouldn't be tied on, it wouldn't be hanging, it looks like metchila now, you're taking a stopper to fill up that hole. That's called you being moisif on the oil, you being moisif on the roof. To make a complete roof, but your blood, that's also to do on Shabbos. The Chachamim know, moisifim v'Shabbos v'Ensochayim v'Yomtiv. And we pass on to Chachamim. There's no issa to be moisif on an oil. If you have a little oil already from before Shabbos, you're allowed to be moisif on Shabbos. That's why he's here, you have the roof, you have a hole in the roof. Since you have the whole roof that was there from before Shabbos, all you want to do is just close up that little hole. That's called being moisif. You're adding to it. So adding to a mechitza is always mutter. Or adding to the roof is mutter. Who then more if you have an awning? If you have an awning outside, that the awning is already sticking out of tefach, then you're allowed to open it up more, the rest of it. Because since it's out of tefach already, it's called you have some type of a gag, and now you only be moisif on it, you only make it longer, that's mutter. To make metchila, it's also. But if you have some part of it there ready, and now you start being moisif, we all let the chomim that that's mutter. The same thing, right?
Well,
it depends how much off the tzchach it is. If it's more than 3 tzvachim off the tzchach, then it's called like a oil by itself. So then it has to be porous a little bit, it has to be a tefach open. If it's mamish on top of the tzchach, then you have an oil, you have the tzchach itself. So it'll be mutter to put the gag on top of the tzchach. Right. The chom moimrim benkach benkach poikim boy. The more by benkach benkach. What a chom matter you. In any case, you could use this stopper to close the window. What's benkach benkach? Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kana. Vein kesher, vein shein kosher. whether it's tied on or whether not tied on, even though it's not tied on to the wall at all. Like we're saying, still it's mutter. Busha Mesukin. Abi was prepared before Shabbos that this board is going to fill up the window. You're allowed to put it in on Shabbos. Shashi Ben Kosh, Koimer. Afilu Kshir Letzarach. According to Chachamim, you don't have to be tied onto the wall. His Leimi boy doesn't have to be hanging. There's a middle stage though. Maybe it has to be tied onto a string to the roof, but it could be a long string that's on the ground. No. The Chachamim Amata both things. Not only could it be sticking on the ground, though it doesn't have to be tied onto the wall at all. Abi was Mesukin from before. Shabbos is Mutim. Vusha Mesukin. Omle Rabbi Yimya, Vulei Mamar, why don't you say, no, why do you say such a big Kiddush for? Why don't you say like this just? Bein Toli, Bein Shein Toli. Maybe the Chomer only matter even though it's not hanging in the air. But I'll call upon a Vusha Kosher. But I'll call upon it, maybe it has to be tied on with a string to the roof. No, even though you have a very long string that this board is on the ground, lying on the ground, still the Chom say it's mutter. His Reb Lezer said it's only mutter with two tenoim. It has to mamish be attached with the string, and the string can't be too long, it has to be hanging in the air. His clothes mamish hanging in the air, it looks like it's mamish part of the ceiling. It's not cool, you're making a new binyan now, it's part of that. Reb Lezer says, but if it's on the ground, it's awesome. Maybe a chomer only matter, even though it's on the ground. But maybe it has to be kosher, it has to be tied on with a string. Hey, how do you know to say so far? Even though it's not tied on at all, it's mutter. That's right, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. How do you know to say the chomer dings it so much? Lay mamar, he's bein toli bein shein toli, of a vusha kosher. To yomar rabba babachona. Omer Rabbi Yechinen. The same machloikis we have in our Mishnah, that you can put this window back into the hole, is kach machloikis benagar hanigru. It's the same machloikis as the Gemara in Ervin about putting out a bolt into the door. Nagar hanigru is like the bolt, like the lock of the door. Ditnan, we learned in Ervin, nagar hanigru. If you have a nagar, it's the bolt of the door that's nigra, that's falling onto the ground. It's the same thing. You used to have a bolt, a big piece of wood. And it used to be kosher tied onto the door, and sometimes it was tied on, the string was so long that it was lying on the ground. That's called nigro. He's nager ha-nigro. This bolt that's lying on the ground, it's gore, it's dragging along the ground, is noilum by the migdash. In the base of migdash, they don't make zeres to rabbon, it's mutter to use it. Avolei be medina. Out of the base of migdash be medina, it's also to use it. The hamunach. But let's say it's mamish on the ground, not tied on at all, then kan v'kan osur. In both places is osur. So here you see, if it's not tied on all, it's also. So Rashi, the Yomer Rabba Babachana, but Tli Yehuda Pligi, the Machlekes is if it's hanging, for Leibik Shiro, the Madmele Leplukta, the Nagar HaNigro, for also Medivri Akel, Keshavinim. And there, everybody holds it has to be tied on. That's the Kasha. How do you know to be Matis so much here? Maybe it's only Mutter, according to Chomin, if at least it's tied on. Nagas Atrashi, that's the Yeset, Shetoykin, Bechur, Shemifton, Venoilim Boyes Delis. That's a peg that you use to lock the door with. Ha-nigra k'mforish. She-kosher b'delis. It's tied onto the door. El-sheroisha nigra loritz. One end reaches the ground. In such a case, noilam by the migdish. The chiv on the kosher boy, since it's tied onto the door, meyuchid v'yomid. Who? It's aimed to use for the lock of the door. Lekach. Ukvanivna binyan zema by join. It's not called like your binyan, you'd be meisif on the binyan on Shabbos. V'yein by alexeris shvusim in the reyim, v'yein shvusim in the migdish. The zonin osim in the rabbonin don't make the shvusim in the migdish. V'yhamunach that Rashi that means, she'en a kosher klau, if you have this bolt that's on the ground, not tied onto the door at all, elokishu shaymta minachur, menicha gavikakam. When you take the bolt, this lock off the door, you put it down on the ground, hilkach, kishotakeya b'shabbos. Now, if you want to pick up this bolt from the floor and put it into the door on Shabbos, boinahu, it's considered like you're building on Shabbos. The Yisur of the Raisu, there's Mamash and Yisur of the Raisu, after Migdash. This will even be Yosin, the base of Migdash will be Yosin. That's how the Tanakami here.
But isn't it a part of the door?
Right. This shot that would be Yosin, right? Awesome. Yab Yehudi Roimer, Hamunach, if it's lying on the ground, the Migdash, it's mutter, v'hanigra b'medina, and in the medina the kol ponim it's mutter be it's nigra. Trashi hamunach mutter b'migdash. Techivon the mesukim miyesmol hochi labboinu. That's how Reb Yehuda. Yehuda holds no. That even if the murch holds in the base of the medina, there's no issa binyan here. About this bolt was prepared before Shabbos to be used as the lock of the door, so it's not called the issa binyan. It's the only shalach from a shvus. it's in the base of Migdish, but Migdish is mutter to use even if it's on the ground. It's not tied down at all. V'yahanigror, but if it's tied down, even though it's on the ground, then the Medina is taka mutter. That's out of Yehuda. V'tanya, we learned, Ezel nagar hanigror shenelom by the Migdish. What's the case of this bolt that's hanging onto the ground that you're allowed to use in the base of Migdish? Avolei b'Medina, that's also out of the base of Migdish. Kol shekosho v'toli. It's taka tied on with a string to the door. No v'roshe megilorz. The roshe reaches the ground. Thus out of Tanakama. Yeb Yehuda v'aymet nein. Zeh af b'Medina mutter. He holds, as long as it's tied down, even b'Medina it's mutter. Ela zeh l'shem b'Medina. Where's the case that outside the base of Migdish osir? That's kol she'enoi l'kosho v'toli. If it's not tied down at all and not hanging, v'shemte manicha v'keren zovius, that's where it's also to use it. Sakoponim, you see that if the bolt is on the ground, not tied down, it's also to use in out of the base of Migdish. So v'zoi, here was then also in our Mishnah. Why do you say the chama matet to use it? Here we're talking about out of the base of Migdish. We're talking about in your own house. And your son at home says it's mutter to use this pekak, this window, to put back in the window, even though it's lying on the ground. And here we say no. If the bolt is lying on the ground, it's also to use the Medina. It's only in the base of Migdish that it's mutter to use, but Medina, it's also. So if you say that Bryce has said that they both have the same machlokes in, so it's a kasha on Rav Kana. That how could you say the choma mater even though it's not tied down at all? Here we see if it's not tied down at all, the bolt, you're not allowed to use it in Medina. Now the Gemara of Yom Rishu Barabo Mishmei Dula on a man Tana Nagar Hanigra, we have Lezihi. Who's the Tana that says Nagra Nigra? It goes according to our Mishnah Reb Lezer Shita. Just like in our Mishnah Reb Lezer says, it has to have two things. It has to be tied down and hanging. He's the Tana of this Mishnah also. And if he's the Tana of this Mishnah, so what do the Chum say here? The Chum say here, what is it, Mutter? Even though it's lying on the ground, as long as it's tied down. So you see that the Chumim, it has to be tied down. If it's not tied down, the Medina, it's also. So Zayit Shver, if you say that our Mishnah Reb Lez is the same man the Yom here, so the Chumim in our Mishnah is the same Chum like over here. And here we're saying, Kol Zaman, it's not tied down, it's also to use the Medina. So how could you say the Chum in the Mishnah Mata to use this window, even though it's not tied onto the window at all? Or Malay, so Tano di Yamri Ki Aitana. Enechla Mi'ai passed like a different Tana altogether. Titania, we learned it, it's Tesefta. Titania, Kono, we have this reed, this stick. Sheskino balabayis liyos poseach v'noyovoy. You want to use this corner? Find the type of a lock. You want to use it for a bolt to lock your door with. So you prepared it before Shabbos to use it. Sheskino, you prepared it before Shabbos. You made up your mind. I'm going to use this corner now on Shabbos to lock the door with. Is bisman shekosher v'toloi v'pesach poseach v'noyovoy. If it's tied on and hanging, you're allowed to use it. Ain't kosher v'toloi, ain't paseach boy. So this is the Tanakama. This Tanakama l'chura is like Reb Lezer, now Mishnah. It's only mutter to use this lock if two tenoyin. It's attached, it's tied on, and it's hanging. It has to be hanging. If it's not hanging, if it's lying on the floor, it's not kosher to use it. Why? Because then it doesn't look like it's a part of the binyan. It looks like it's off the binyan, and you're going to build now. It's also to build on Shabbos. You see, often the man the yomer, you have Shimon Gamliel holds that it's mutter to use this bolt to lock the door with, as long as it was prepared before Shabbos. Yeah, that use this bolt, even though it's not tied onto the door at all. Still, it's mutter. So our component is that Shimon Gamliel holds this svarim. So Meila Rav Kana says the Pshan now Tanakama the Chachamim and now Mishnah is of Shimon Gamliel that it's mutter to use the bolt. Or mutter to use this pekak, even though it's not tied on at all to the ceiling. Still, it's mutter. Avapi sheina kosher. Rabbi Yehuda bar Shelis. Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Yechinin. Halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel. And he also passed like k'rav Shimon Gamliel. Smells very good. That's pshan chum in the Mishnah also. And that's the way we hold halacha also. That if you want to be moisef on the binyan, if you want to add to the roof, if you have a roof there ready, and you want to add to it, you want to add to it now, it doesn't have to be hanging or tied on. Even though it's mamash munach on the ground, as long as you have das before Shabbos to use it, it's mutter. If you want to use a bolt for a lock on the door, a stick for the door, as long as you have das before Shabbos to use it, there's no issa. It's not nechzeh kebinyan. We all like a shumun gamliel. For the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, Rabbi Yechon, take a paskin like this. The Yotanan, Kol Kisya Kalim, all the covers for the Kalim, Sheyesh lehem beis achizo, if it has a handle to it, nitolim the Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. V'yom Rav Yehuda bar Shelu, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechnin, v'u sheyesh teres kli aleihem. What type of a kli could you use for a cover only if it has a shame teres kli aleihem? It has to be a kli to be used. So Drashi, sheyesh bam beis achizo beis yad, hochigasinin. V'yom Rav Yehuda v'u sheyesh teres kli aleihem. So Rashi learns Shakisui Royal Atashmas Atzmai, that the cover for this barrel or whatever you want to cover it for, as it says, is any type of a kis, any type of cover for kelim, it's only like a kli. It's not muksa if it has a use for itself. A chutz from covering the kli, it could be used by itself. Rashi shakisu royu letashmas atzmayhu. Then he told him b'shabbes. The main teres kli alo, but if the cover can't be used by itself, lo yamrina kisi kli hu kli. We don't say the fact that you can use this to cover the kli, the cover of a pot. If the only purpose it has is to cover the pot, it's not called a kli. It has to have some purpose by itself. V'dalsay sida tevel migdol detorna demasbisin noitlin. I we had before that the delis, the door of a chest, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. I lechura the door of the chest. What use do you have from a door? Lechura like a kisa kelim. It has no use by itself. So why do we say it's not muksa? Teres says yes. Yes, teres kli aleihem. The door of the chest has a tashmish to it. The ruyim leishim aleihem. Eshin you can use as a chair. You can sit on top of it. Veloses aleihem mezonis lakotan. You could use it like for a table to feed kids on. We'll soon see what do you have to have a hand look together for. Since you're telling me now every single kis, every single cover has to have a shem kli on it, it has to have some use by itself. So chur is called a kli because it has some use to it. What do I have to have two things? Some other use and a handle. What do I need a handle for? Alma kopal Rav Yechonon midid leka teres kli alov loy metatlinon. You can't be metatlit. And the kasher is vokonom my teres kli alov iko. Now, how could he say this corner? How could he say this reed, this piece of wood? You're allowed to use as a bolt for a door to lock the door. The chur is a piece of wood. What tashmish does a piece of wood have by itself? His adminus is a stamp plain piece of wood. It has no use by itself. The only use he has for this tashmish corner is to use it to lock the door. That daima to a kisya kelim. That Rabbi Yechonon says that the kisya can't be used by itself. It's muksa. Talkum here, Rabbi Yechonon said, you're allowed, he talked in, like a Shulman Gamliel, you're allowed to use the bolt to lock the door with. What tashmer does the bolt have by itself? Emishun Rashi de Pesach Benayel boy, ain't the Teres Kli alov, El Teres Binyan. Sam the fact that you use this bolt to lock the door with, that's not called the Kli. His Kalim is a pshat that has tashmer for the person. The person has some use for it. Either spoons, or chairs, or tables, or pillows, something that the person himself uses. But the lock of the door, you're not using it. It's mishtamish for teres binyan. It's like you're building now. You're making the house more secure. You have a lock for the house. So that's teres binyan. That's not called a kli. So that's the kasha. How could it be Yechon and Paskin? You're allowed to use a bolt to lock the door with on Shabbos. The chur of the bolt has a teres kli on it. Now the Gemara. V'chitei mochinami. Dika teres kli alov. I'll tell you, no, it has a shem kli. I'll tell you, we're talking about such a stick. It's not a plain piece of stick. It's a special stick that you can use, like we had before, use the konam. When you make the olives, and you want to make sure that the roy to press to get the olives out of it, you mix around the olives to see if it's roy to press them yet. Or if maybe you can use the stick as a nut opener. So maybe it has a teres kli on it. That's why it's mutter.
Is that the 20th time where we had the
catcher
inside
the pot? Right. Is that true? Well, me boy Rishim and Omil Teres Kli Alov, does he need it? Well, Tanya, we learned before. Charuya Shodekum. We have these palm trees, the leaves of the palm tree, a lulav, comes off. Shegodvin Lashem Eitzim. Metchila on Thursday, you chop them off. I'm not to use it like wood for burning wood. So it's muksa l'chur to use it on Shabbos. Then on Friday you change your mind. You want to use these lulas to sit on. Historically, lichur. Tanakam holds to make it a smuksa. You have to do a maisa tying them up. If you tie them up, that's called a maisa. Now it's not muksa. It's like a chair. You have Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Ain't sarach lichur. No, you don't have to tie them up. So Yechur Yeshiva Shimon Gamliel holds. You don't have to tie up the lulas, and still you can sit on it. The Chur is not called the Teres Kli though. What kind of Kli is a Luluf? A branch of the Luluf is not called a Kli. So how could you use it to sit on? It's not called a Kli. It doesn't have any use by itself. So the Gemara of Yechanan, Sviru Lei Kavosei Bechoda, O Polig Lei Bechoda, Atei Enechnami. Rabbi Yechanan, Pasal Lega Shum Gamliel, the Gaya Tilchus Muksa. What makes something Ois Muksa? But Kavanah alone. Even though you don't tie up the Lulavs, just having Kavanah to use it, that makes it Ois Muksa. Just Rabbi Yechanan is another Svara though. That's to make it Ois the Haksor, that Metchila was Oimit for something else. It was Oimit first for burning. Now you want to use it for sitting down on, he's also masking. Just have machshava to use it for sitting down is enough. But if you can think of another svarim, when can you make a stick or a kisi, a keli, into a kli? Only if it has a tashmish by itself. But if it has no tashmish for itself, it can't become a kli. In this point, you think of the Shem Gamliel. He has from Biyachin and Sviru like Kabosi Bechoda, that Machshav alone takes off the Muksa, or Poligalei Bechoda. But Nageh, to give it a Shem Kli, it has to have a use by itself, not just for sitting on it. Tomorrow, Dorash Rabbi Yitzchok, Navcho, Apischo, the Resh Glusa, Halacha Kri Ableza. We pass like Al Mishlag Ableza says, that when can you use the Pekaka Chloin, when can you put the stick back into the window? Only with two Tanoim. It has to be tied up and hanging in the air. It can't even reach the ground. Moser of Amrum, or Midirayim Lamadnu, from the Gemara later, we learned the Maisa happened. From a Maisa, they said, we learned from you, Shep Pekekin, that on Shabbos, you allowed to put the stopper back into the window, stop up the window, or Moedidin, and you allowed to make these, allowed to count, you allowed to measure, the Rashi Moedidin Mikvon, or Matlonius. If you want to measure the Dvar Mitzvah, you allowed to measure something on Shabbos. You can measure the Mikvah to see if it's still kosher, and you can measure your Tzitz to see if it's still kosher on Shabbos. The Koshrim is Shabbos. And you let her make a kesher, mustama kesher is not shal kayama, the dva mitzvah mutter. So, omalei abaya, my daitcha, what's your kashi asking me? Mishum diktoni stoma nagar ha nigru. Because it says a stam mishta nagar ha nigru. Mishum diktoni stoma. It says stam here poikakin. That's yes from the kasha. The moral letter says a madureyam lomadno shal poikakin. Mash mustam, any type of kik it's mutter. That's why yes from the kasha. So yes, me how could I pass like our mishpat gabalezon? Later, it's a stam mishnah that says poikakin. Mash from any type of a wood you could use to stop off the hole, the ceiling, even though it's not tied down. Fredig mar nein nagra nigra nami stam hi. The mishnah later we had before by the medina that's nagra nigra also to stam mishnah, and there the mishnah says it's only mutter by medina if it's tied down and hanging. So chur is theoretically stam mishnah. So what's yikasha? So the mar afilu hachi maiserav is odif. Hey, since later the Gemara there says Medireim Lamadnu, hey, the Sora Maisa that he put back a pekak in the window, he took a stick that was on the floor and put it into the window. That's a Maisa Rav. He's saying over, I saw him do it. That's a more Chosh of a Raya. Anytime the Gemara brings down a Maisa, Tanoim did like that. That's a Chosh of the Paskin like that. Rashi Maisa Rav Lemelef Minei Techivon the Samach Lemevet Uvdon Lekula. Since he was Samach on this pesach to do the Maisa Mamish is Shemamin Alochi. From there, Yavarai, that's the locha. So that's why he didn't like his psak. Why do you pass like Rebbe Lezer now Mishnah that it's only mutter to put the window back in if it's tied and hanging? There's a stam mice in the Gemara later that the Yonayig know that did the pekak even though it wasn't tied down. And locha, we take a pass like the Chomin that you allowed to use this window to put back in, you allowed to be moisif on a gag aroi even though it's not tied down and not hanging. Right, the Mishnah. Kol kisei akelim sheyesh behem lehem beis achiza hitolim b'shabbos. If the cover of the pots have a handle, then you can use it on Shabbos. Mashma doesn't have a handle, you can't use it. We'll see what kisei we're talking about. Rashi. Omer Reb Yosi, the medav amurim. When do I say I need a handle? The kisei kakois. Only if you have a kisei, the covering to in the karka. Moshe, you have a chavis, a garbage can in the ground itself. So you have a cover there to the karka, then I say it's only mutter to put the cover back if it has a handle. Otherwise, it looks like binyan, it looks like you're being burned on Shabbos. Ava b'kisi akelim, you want to have the cover to a pot of stam akelim, stam mechub lekarka, ben kach to tolim b'Shabbos. Whether it has a handle or doesn't have a handle, about it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Trash of b'kisi karka, to go in kisi bur, to cover to a ditch. Vedus, they have a kaboina. There it's a shayla on ground, is an isa binyan on Shabbos. Ilav the mucho beisachizit led lemishkal the aduri of it. If the cover has a handle, then it's mucho. We see claw. This is called a handle to a door that you're opening and closing it. That's not called binyan, like it's made to open and close. But if it wouldn't have a handle to it, then forget. When you put it back, it looks like you're closing up the ditch now. That would be an isa binyan. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shelu, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Vu sheyesh teres kli aleim. Just like we had before, after we say the kli, you could touch the kisui, the cover of a kli, only if it has a use by itself. That's what Rashi learns. Omer Rav Yechanan, Vu sheyesh teres kli aleim. The kisui na lo luchos letashmish diyalma. When can you touch a cover of a keli only if you could use the cover by itself? Avu kisu kli lermina kliu. Stam the fact this is a cover to a pot, but it has no other use. It's not called a kli. Vu sheyesh teres kli aleim. So the more the kula yalma kisa kakois, everybody holds that mamish when you want to put a cover on top of the ground, if it has a handle on the cover, then it's mucha milsa, then it's oymit to open and close, it's mut, it's not mechlike binyan. Eloi, if you don't have a handle on it, loi, everybody holds it's awesome. Kisa yakelim, I want to cover stama regular kli, everybody's maskin afa, gav the einlem, lemlem beis achizim, even though it doesn't have a handle, it's also mutter. It's by a regular kli, there's no shalif and binyan about its mutter. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes in the Mishnah, bekelim de chavrinu ba'arya. You had a regular kli, and now you stuck it into the ground, like an oven. You have an oven that you machabe, you attach it to the ground. Mas of a gazrinim. Once, since you machabe, you attach it to the ground now, it looks like you're being burned of a karkon. Therefore, it's only mut to take off the cover of the oven if it has a handle to it. But mas of a gazrinim, you don't make xero. Everybody knows it's still an oven. It's not mamish the ground. There's no shalaf or mechzik ribis. Rashi the kula yama mishum duk me Rabbi Yechon the Mishnah Torahs kli aleim itzvach le lemeima the chipligi rabbanim bekelim the chavrinu biarya. Where's the machlokes in the Mishnah? An oven that you mechaba to the ground. Pligi the ilu kelim the yama stam a kliyafa gav less lu kisuyim beis achizim even though it doesn't have a handle metaltel the chivon the beika Torahs kli aleim kaima. Mali ika besachiza, mali leka besachiza. As according to Rabbi Yechanan, the way Rashi learns, it's only mutter to touch a cover if the cover has a use by itself. So anyway, it's called a kli. So there's no sal to touch it. Binyan, there's no binyan bekelim. Elamayas muksa, it has a use to it. Elabekisa kelim amachabor lekarka. Where's the shalif if you let it touch the cover? Only a cover that's something that's mechubit to the karka. Hagoyin tana vikarayim hu dipligi. That's the machlokes. If you have an oven that's attached to the ground, mishum the domila mixas the kisibor. It looks like the covering to the ground, but thus. The gazrin and honey, otu honey. But make it clear, if you put the cover back on the tanner, you come to put a cover back onto the pit, where there's nechze kibinyin. Right, lishnachrin, another lotion is, ki pligi with the machlekes, bekisui tanner. Mamish bekisui tanner. Ma madle le kisui karka, ma mable le kisui kelim. The Chorim, when they speak it out on the Lishnah Rechinah and Mechulik, just he speaks it out clearly. That where's the Machlaik? It's by Kisa Taner. Now one says a Taner is Doimah to Karka, and one says no, a Taner is Doimah to Kelim. And maybe this Lishnah is be Machman saying you don't have to be Mechaber La'arya. You don't have to mamas like attach it to the ground. Just the fact that you have an oven, the oven is on top of the ground, that's also a Gzeri, even though maybe it's not attached to the ground. But since the oven is on top of the ground, it's also Mechzei, like you put the cover on top of the Taner, it looks like you're putting the cover on top of the ground. So one says we make exam, one holds we don't make exam. How do you let the call again?